And just as he was walking out of the room, I said to him, "Well, I'll say one thing, son. I'm sorry for the way I embarrassed you in front of your friends the other night." And the son whipped around and responded, "You have no idea how much that embarrassed me." And then he teared up. And my friend said to me, "Stephen, all the training that you had given, all the encouragement that you have given, did not touch me like the fact that I saw my son tear up." He said, "Because I knew he cared. And honestly, till that moment, I didn't think he did. And I realized, here is this little vulnerable boy who cares and who's been hurt." And he said, "I responded in kind and said, 'Oh, I'm so sorry.' You know," and they began to interact, genuinely interact. And the father was just kind of not practicing empathy, but truly empathic as he sensed the hurt inside his son. And the boy went into other things. The father listened. And they continued to talk. And it got rich and authentic, and they shared and listened to each other. And the mother came in about 10:30 or 11 at night and said, "It's time for bed." And the son said, "Mom, we want to talk, don't we, Dad?" And the dad said, "Yes." And he said, "We continued to talk until very, very late." And then he said to me, with tears in his eyes, the next day in the hall of the building that we officed together in, he said, "Stephen, last night I found my son again.